Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
You would think working in Silicon Valley would mean that you're somewhat smart. I mean, it's the tech capital of the world, but apparently that's not the case. There's a company called WeWork that's been locked out of their office for the last 2 days because an umbrella became wedged in the doorway, and they actually can't open the sliding glass door. You know how you've got your patio doors and you've got that little stick of wood that you put down in it, right, along the bottom so it doesn't open? That's essentially what happened to this umbrella. While they were gone, the umbrella must have fallen over perfectly and wedged in there. But it is a glass door, and they've seriously not worked for 2 days because they can't figure out how to get into their office. We all know, you know it, and I know it. You call a locksmith, you're going to get it fixed. You've been down for 2 days. It's probably worth breaking the glass. I mean, at some point, there is financial reason for that. You and I know that. But how these people at WeWork don't know that, I have no idea. The internet has come up with some great smart-ass solutions, by the way. Some people on Twitter suggesting maybe turning the building on its side and shaking it. That might knock the umbrella loose. Maybe if you fill the office with water, the umbrella will float away. I mean, that'll work. Or how about this one? Pile up a stack of cash next to the glass, light it on fire, and just wait for everything to collapse.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
We go to Australia for this one. I don't know how to say it. Okay, well, I'm just going to come out and say it. A herd services company, a.k.a. a company that does artificial insemination, went up in flames recently. The building was burning, so firefighters did what they do. They go in there, they're trying to put the fire out. And as they're doing this, 100 pressurized cryogenic cylinders storing gallons of semen. Yeah, that's what it is. That's the word. Exploded. So these firefighters are in there doing their thing, and all of a sudden these cryogenic cylinders just blow up, and you can guess what happened. Okay? Not pretty. The poor guys and gals that are putting this fire out. Now I'm wondering, would that actually help the fire? Would that put the fire out more? I mean, right? Just think about that, the physics of it. So they may have actually been maybe a bit thankful of that. I don't do the science on this. All I know is that it would be not fun to clean up, I'm guessing. So, what's the worst mess, perhaps the most disgusting mess, you've ever had to clean up? Now, let's try and keep it PG-13 here, because I know this can go in a really rough direction. Like, you know, you bring up those things on the air and you're just like, I shouldn't even leave that to you guys. But I'm going to trust you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy. Ballsy's away again. He would love this story because it is ripe for punnery, but I'm not going to go there with this. Cow insemination plant in Australia went up in flames recently, and 100 cryogenic tubes of the, product exploded. Well, the firefighters were in there. No, I was just saying, that'd be a horrible mess. And then I asked you, well, what's the worst mess you've ever had to clean up? Text messages coming in. Somebody says, when my horse got killed on the highway. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. I think a lot of parents can relate to this. Probably literally catching the kids puke as we're running to the bathroom. It's another text coming in. This one, three kids with the flu at the same time. We had two bathrooms at the time, so do the math. Needless to say, I had to hire carpet cleaners. Oof, boy. This one, actually not disgusting. Well, I guess it is disgusting in its own way. No name on the text, but it says, I took time and helped clean the BP oil spill for a work term in the Gulf. To this day, I almost vomit at the smell of oil. Yeah. You know, for me, the biggest mess I've ever had to clean up, I remember when we were painting our kitchen, and I forgot to put the cat away, and I had the paint tray on the floor. Yeah. I looked over and I saw the cat standing by the paint tray. And then you have this moment where you're like, I should just leave the cat be, because if I even move towards it, it's going to startle and run through the paint tray. And then who knows what kind of mess could be made. But then again, if I don't, this cat could just put her paw right into the paint anyway. So I had this conundrum for about 5 seconds. And then I said, you know, I'm just going to shoo the cat away, but try and shoo it away from the paint. Now, it did not happen. Goes right into the paint, all four paws, then runs down our hallway and under our bed. It took hours to clean up all that blue paint. So I would say I've had to clean up poop. I've had to clean up puke. I've had to clean it all up. But to this day, that's still the worst.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Saved by the Bell. And that was a staple of my childhood. You know, every Saturday morning I would watch it. With Zach Morris, AC Slater, right? Cool kids. It's coming back. Of course it is, because there's no such thing as an original idea right now. But this is kind of neat. It's coming back, and Zach Morris will be a governor. And he will be shutting down all these low-income schools and sending them to these higher-crust schools. Therefore, there will be low-income people going to his old school, Bayside, right? And A.C. Slater is back, presumably as a, like Mario Lopez, as a parent. I don't know. It seems like a giant Degrassi ripoff kind of to me, but whatever. It's interesting to see what happens to these characters after the show ends, though. And then you start thinking, what would have happened to my favorite characters had the show carried on? For instance, Friends. Everybody loves Friends, it seems. What would have happened to all of them once they moved out of that apartment at the end? Sorry if I'm ruining it for you. But once they all moved out, went their separate ways, what would have happened? Ross and Rachel, would they have stayed together? I don't know. They always seem to have issues. I mean, to me, it seems unlikely. Right? One of them would say they're on a break and then it would just end. I don't know. What about Cheers? What would have happened to Sam Malone at the end of the show? I think he would have gone into full-blown alcoholism. I mean, he's slinging hooch all day. He's a former athlete. It's all set up. You know? Set up for failure. But the biggest failure of them all will be, like I've talked about before, my favorite show, Seinfeld. They now all have a criminal record. So the criminal record, that's not going to affect Jerry. He's self-employed. He'll be okay. Kramer, he's retired. Doesn't matter to him. You know? Elaine, she's resourceful. She seems to find a way all the time. But poor George. I mean, George is screwed. No real education. He can't hold a job down in the best of times, let alone now that he has a criminal record. It's kind of a sad story, actually. You think about it, I would not want to see a spinoff of George from Seinfeld. I think it would be very depressing, very Breaking Bad-ish.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Kev says this on the text line. I think Tony Soprano never died. He lived on to enter the witness protection program, started jogging, opened a trendy coffee shop in the Midwestern U.S. That's interesting. No name on this, and for good reason, because all it says is Jon Snow went on to have sex with a dragon. Now, that just seems to lack creativity. Chad, you're just wrong on your Seinfeld assessment. George is like a cockroach. He always finds a way. Costanza. Yeah, I even sang it like By Menon, like you said in the text. On Facebook, Michelle says the Seinfeld crew would have gotten out of jail by the next episode and they'd be talking about nothing in the cafe as per usual. This one's interesting. Patrick Amon, probably correct. Blanche from the Golden Girls spreads chlamydia around the old folks' home. Yeah, I'd say that's likely. And this one from Tamara. Archie Bunker from All in the Family becomes a real estate mogul in New York and takes the presidency.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy. Ballsy is away today. You know, Regina's known for some good and bad things, you know. Okay, we occasionally get called the car theft capital of Canada. Also, you know, we're the birthplace of Leslie Nielsen. I think that's cool. The comedian. We have the longest bridge over the shortest span of water, that being the Albert Street Bridge. Yeah, did you know that? West Canada? Sure. But I don't know what column I'm going to throw this in, good or bad. We are now the McDelivery capital of Canada. That's right. We are... We have the most deliveries from McDonald's per capita in Canada. We're also the home of the largest order ever made through McDelivery in Canada. That was a $199 order that consisted of 9 egg McMuffins, 15 sausage and egg McMuffins, 11 bacon and egg McMuffins, and 40 hash browns. So breakfast, I'm guessing, or it just gets that much sadder. The most popular item to get McDelivered here in Regina is the Junior Chicken. The most popular delivery location is actually the one at Dewdney and Albert. So, interesting. And the most popular time is between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. Why? Well, because people are drunk at that time. So, I think this speaks to another thing that we should point out. I think Regina just has the highest number of people who are either drunk or hungover. Because if you are not drunk or hungover, you have to be some kind of person to order McDonald's for delivery. They basically invented the drive-thru. You know what I mean? You probably pay just as much in delivery fees as you do for the actual food.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.